In this bulletin, New South Wales Premier welcomes passage of gun control laws in state's upper house, the US and Iran trade barbs at the UN Security Council over nuclear talks, and in sport, strong winds predicted for the start of the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. New laws restricting protests and tightening gun laws are a step closer to becoming law in New South Wales. State Parliament was recalled for a two-day session to debate the package of measures covering gun reform, protest restrictions and hate speech crackdowns. Debate in the upper house continued until 3 a.m. today, and the bill will now return to the lower house to be sealed and passed into law. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says he's glad the measures have been urgently passed, and he indicated further reforms are coming.
I've got to be very deliberate and strict about changes to the law, but I do need to tell the people in New South Wales we're not done with reform. We're not going to be done till we've done everything possible to keep the people of this state safe. And there's a recognition from this government that hate speech leads to hateful actions. That's what happens in even civilised communities like ours. And we're prepared to take action and steps to keep the community safe.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog has agreed to visit Australia following the terror attack on the Australian Jewish community in Sydney on the 14th of December. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's spoken with Mr. Herzog to express his shock and dismay over the attack on a Hanukkah event at Bondi, which left 15 people dead.
I've written to the Governor-General and asked for a formal invitation to be granted by the Governor-General, because head of state to head of state is the appropriate protocol for the President to visit Australia in early 2026 to honour and remember victims of the Bondi anti-Semitic terrorist attack.
The Zionist Federation of Australia has released a statement saying it first invited the President to come in order to stand with the community. President Jeremy Liebler says they reached out because they considered the Bondi massacre to be not just an attack on individuals, but on the deepest sense of safety Jewish Australians have held for generations. The United States and Iran have traded barbs at the United Nations Security Council over conditions for reviving nuclear talks. The two countries held five rounds of nuclear talks prior to a 12-day war between Iran and Israel in June, which the US joined by striking Iranian nuclear sites. The talks faced major stumbling blocks, notably over uranium enrichment on Iranian soil, a practice Western powers want eliminated to minimise the risk of weaponisation, but Iran has firmly rejected. The US says it remains ready for direct negotiations, while Iran rejects the US terms, Iran's UN ambassador Amir Sayed Iravani saying the US is not negotiating in good faith.
We appreciate any fair and meaningful negotiation, but insisting on zero enrichment policy, it is contrary to our rights as a member of the NPT. And it means that they are not pursuing the fair negotiation. They want to dictate their predetermined intention on Iran. Iran will not bow down to any pressure and intimidation.
Iran denies seeking nuclear weapons and says its motives are peaceful. The United Nations reinstated an arms embargo and other sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program in late September. The Aboriginal Legal Service says it's concerned that New South Wales government legislation giving police the power to restrict public assemblies could limit legitimate and peaceful protests on January 26. The ALS says 26 January is a day of mourning for many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, while the day is also acknowledged as Australia Day by many Australians. The ALS also holds concerns about the potential of the legislation to impact upcoming rallies to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the death in custody of Indigenous man David Dungay Jr. The ALS says Indigenous deaths in custody and the incarceration of Aboriginal people are at record highs, both in New South Wales and nationally. And in sport, the Sydney to Hobart's race briefing from the Bureau of Meteorology has predicted strong southerly winds of up to 25 knots after leaving the Sydney Heads on Boxing Day. Those winds are likely to slacken across the New South Wales and Tasmanian coasts across December 27th and 28th as a high-pressure system hovers around the Apple Isle. The fleet has still been warned there is some chance of strong winds as well as a slight chance of showers at the start. But the forecast is a marked difference from last year when boat-breaking conditions came to fruition on the first night of racing and two lives were lost in storms. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.